This is the fourth Sunday of Advent meditation. As you begin this meditation, I hope you can settle yourself someplace quiet. The actual meditation is about 5 minutes long, but I encourage you to pause it if you want to spend more time to reflect or pray the question posed or scripture mentioned. At the end of the meditation, I will offer a few ideas for the week to help you prepare for the light. These are also on the reflection sheets you can download. Meditation for this week is based on the gospel reading from the fourth Sunday of Advent, Luke chapter 1. How many times have we heard or read this passage? Mary is young, and while she is betrothed to Joseph, they are not yet married. How do you picture Mary when the angel Gabriel comes to her? What is she doing? Is she praying? Doing some household tasks? For sure she's by herself. What does the angel Gabriel say to her?
Hail,
full of grace, he says to her. The Lord is with you. Mary does not take comfort in this greeting. Indeed, she's greatly troubled. I would be troubled, or at least surprised, if an angel appeared to me. What does this messenger of God's want from me? This is very unusual. And then, without Mary saying a word, the angel responds to her concern. Do not be afraid. The angel is telling Mary to trust him. The angel is asking for trust. Gabriel wants Mary to know he is from God and God is pleased with her. Not just pleased, but Mary has found great favor with God. And so there is nothing to fear. Indeed, if God had found great favor with one of us, I don't think we would be afraid. God is present. And that is true in our life today as well. God is present. True, there may not be an angel next to you, but the Holy Spirit is within you, and God is with you. God says to each of us, "Do not be afraid. I am with you." Gabriel continues, "You will conceive and bear a son. You shall name him Jesus. He will be great. He will be called the Son of the Most High. He will have the throne of David. He will rule over the house of Jacob. His kingdom will have no end." Mary takes all of this in, pondering, wondering, thinking. And then she asks, "How can this be? Since I have no relations with a man." Gabriel answers, "The Holy Spirit will come over you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. Your child will be called Holy, the Son of God." What power there is in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is what allows us to live fully connected to God. The Holy Spirit guides us. The Holy Spirit shows us the path to holiness. And now the Holy Spirit is going to overshadow Mary so that she will conceive her son, Jesus. How does Mary respond to Gabriel? She says yes. She gives her fiat. "I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." One simple yes that changed the world. A yes that brought light into darkness. What trust Mary had in God. What utter dependence she had upon God. This young woman said yes before she knew the whole story, before she knew all that was expected of her. Why did she say yes? She did it out of love for God, love for humanity. And her yes brings forth life. Her yes crushes the head of the serpent that led Adam and Eve to sin. If you ever wonder if you can do what God is asking you, look to Mary. Her yes is an example to us. Her yes is an invitation to us, an invitation to trust God as she did. And then she calls us. She calls to each of us to trust her son as she trusted the Father. Mary said yes out of love and trust. Can we say yes to God out of love and trust? That is our question as we wait for Jesus. Can we say yes to what is asked of us in our life? Can we be like Mary? Some practical tips for preparing this week. Do something fun, watch a Christmas movie, or take a tour of the Christmas lights. Maybe have some hot cocoa and cookies while you're doing those things, or popcorn. During your prayer time this week, reflect on what God is asking you to say yes to that is not easy. Give him your yes in love and trust. And then consider making some treats and sharing them with a neighbor. Thank you for being here with me today. I hope this meditation has served you well. God bless you.